know if you heard about this over the weekend and late last week. You were, you know, probably pretty out of it.
If it wasn't on Netflix, I didn't know about it.
Well, there are now only 3 Kmart stores.
Oh, I did hear
here
this.
In the U.S., which is just crazy.
What
to
happened?
Me. Yeah, I mean, I remember shopping at the Kmart in Webster. Growing up,
Hard Road,
all the time. Yeah, right there in Hard Road, all the time. Yeah, but yeah, one of their stores closed on Saturday, and so now there's only three
remaining.
Left here. Yeah,
it's so sad.
So the company was incorporated in 1899 as SS Kresge Corporation and renamed Kmart Corporation in 1977. The first store with the Kmart name opened in 1962. At its peak in 1994, Kmart operated 2,486 stores globally, including 2,323 discount stores and Super Kmart Center locations here in the U.S. But as of April 16th, that number was down to 9, including just 3 in the continental United States.
Jeez.
Well, and those are stores in Westward, New Jersey, Bridgehampton, New York, and Miami, Florida. Those are the only 3 remaining.
Miami.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about this off air. Like, I'm not sure why just keep 3 stores.
It seems
kind of like a lot logistically to keep 3 stores open.
From a financial standpoint, you got to send out your Kmart trucks to New Jersey, New York, and then all the way down to
Miami, right?
Miami.
Yeah.
For Kmart stuff. I mean, it's not like it's fine jewelry. It's It's Kmart.
It's Kmart, right. Yeah. So the company was founded by Sebastian S. Kresge, who was a traveling hardware salesman, and John McCrory, who was the owner of 8 general merchandise stores in the Eastern United States and who was also one of Kresge's customers. In 1897, the two opened a pair of 5 and 10 cent stores in Memphis, Tennessee and Detroit, Michigan. In 1912, they incorporated the company in Delaware with 85 stores. And the company was first listed on the New York Stock Exchange on May 23rd, 1918. So in 1962, Kresge's entered the large-scale discount retail market with construction of the first Kmart store outside Detroit. With its success, the company expanded aggressively, building an average of 85 discount stores per year over the next 2 decades throughout the United States and parts of Canada.
It's like Starbucks.
Kind of. In 1965, the company introduced its Blue Light Specials. I remember the Blue Light Specials.
The big
light on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it exciting.
It did, yeah.
Kind of like Vegas.
Sort of. So the Blue Light Specials were surprise deals that were announced in store and offered for a short period of time. And it was advertised using a rotating blue light in the same style as a police car.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And it was announced over the public system in the store with the phrase, "Attention Kmart shoppers," which was a phrase that became a pop culture reference.
It did.
After 1991, the Blue Light Specials were only occasionally used. But I remember them in the 90s, definitely, at the Kmart in Webster there.
Did you get any good deals?
I don't remember. I just remember the light on the ceiling.
Yeah.
So until November 1990, when it was passed by Walmart, Kmart was the second largest retailer in the United States after Sears. So they were big.
Sears, Kmart, Walmart.
Yeah.
In that order. Okay.
Yeah. During the 1980s, the company's fortunes began to change. Many of Kmart stores were considered to be outdated and in decaying condition. And
are you serious, Sarah? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
sure were. The one in Webster, I remember, pretty outdated.
Yeah.
In the 90s, the company began to offer exclusive merchandise by Martha Stewart, Kathy Ireland, and Jacqueline Smith, all those wonderful brands.
Yeah.
Actress and television personality Rosie O'Donnell and Penny Marshall became among the company's most recognized spokespersons.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Penny Marshall.
So Kmart's profitability and sales peaked in 1992, and have since declined due to competition with Walmart, Target, and the internet.
Yeah, and everything else.
Yes. So the company filed for bankruptcy in 2002. Both Sears and Kmart were owned by Sears Holdings, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2018 and narrowly escaped liquidation in early 2019. Since then, Kmart has been a subsidiary of Transform Co., a privately held company that was formed to acquire assets from Sears Holdings.
Transforming it into out of business.
Right. Well, they got 3. They still got 3.
Still got
3.
Going
strong with 3.
Well, they can rebound with 3.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
So unlike its competitors, Walmart and Target, Kmart failed to invest in computer technology to manage its supply chain.
It's a fad.
Many business analysts also faulted the company for failing to create a coherent brand image. Slow adoption of e-commerce put the final nail in the coffin for Kmart as shoppers increasingly turned online for their needs. But not all Kmarts are dying because, according to the Daily Mail, the retailer continues to do very well in Australia.
Yeah, really?
Where Australia. I was looking at it, it's kind of reminds me of a Target.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Is the logo different?
Nope.
Same logo.
Same red K Kmart. Yeah.
All right, but it's more like a Target.
I guess that's what it looks like to me. Anyway, yeah.
All right, very good. You picked out a song to go along with the Kmart, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Shop Around by the Captain and Tennille.
Got it. The problem was people did shop around. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Shop Around. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Kmart, which only has 3 locations left here in the U.S.
Yeah, so they're rebuilding. They're restructuring is what they're doing. They're going to come back with a vengeance. You'll see. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. At its peak, there were more than 2,400 Kmart stores around the world.
It was the second largest retailer in the U.S. until 1990.
And the stores continue to do well in Australia, of all places.
Of all places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. It's interesting. So back when I would say... Kmart was at its peak here in the 90s, early 90s, and Walmart was around. To me, the two were very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Kmart, Walmart.
Ames,
too. But just to see the difference between the way Walmart went and the way Kmart went, is they couldn't be more different.
No.
I mean, Walmart is really, really strong and giving Amazon a run for its money as far as, online orders and delivery and all that stuff.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a blockbuster situation, sort of, where they were just slow to adapt to all the changes with the internet and online things.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. All right. Folks want to learn more about Kmart, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And we'll check that out for sure. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
You come back tomorrow, fresh episode.
I sure will.
And I won't get COVID. In fact, I don't think I can get COVID.
No, I think you're good.
I'm good for...
For like 90 days,
90
right?
days.
Yeah.
90-day guarantee. Excellent. Got that in writing. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We've got traffic with Ed Smith and the forecast. Meteorologist Josh Nichols says it's going to warm up. He says that. He'll say it again next on Legends.